Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's game day, game one, and NBA Finals tip off tonight from Denver on ABC as the one seed Nuggets host the eight seed Miami Heat. Denver looking for their first Larry O'Brien in franchise history, while Miami is seeking their fourth title in their history. Jay Will.
Stephen A.
Not only do I have your tie,
your cigar, and your hat today, I'm fully embracing the hate that you're about to witness in real time. The Cowboys thing, I'm about to translate it to the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Just,
all right.
Is it all right? You have a big head.
No, he has a peanut head.
Damn.
He has a small head.
I didn't mean it like that. It just came out.
Molly is absolutely correct. Right? Her head is massive.
My head is huge.
So I have a
huge dome. Yes. Well, really? I do. Right. What do you want me to do?
It's right.
He's got
lots
a small head.
Knowledge, Molly.
I don't know.
I know that you and I have been on opposite sides.
Molly injured somebody's shoulder. She leaned on somebody's shoulders. You know what I'm saying? To give him a hug, she leaned on that, hurt his shoulder.
Dad jokes, 101. Amazing.
Go ahead, y'all.
Okay, can I ask a question? Because this is an important question that I have to ask.
Why are you going old school jokes?
Yes.
I don't even understand what your cowboy has to do with anything, but it's okay. I'm here for it. It feels like Friday, but it's not, so that's cool. What's more likely?
That's why.
Nugget sweep
or
Heat win the finals?
So I just want to say that for the record, Stephen A., I am calling for the Denver Nuggets to sweep the Miami Heat. 4-0. It's going to
what?
It's going to happen. Now, I've never said that the Miami Heat would have been swept before. I may have picked against them, but obviously when Giannis goes down, Jimmy Butler has been known to steal the heart of his opponent. Now, I picked them against the New York Knicks. I think we both did, even though I know you said New York all the time, stand up, stand up. I get all the rah, rah, rah. But at the end of the day, Jimmy Butler on his IG said Miami in five. It was in six, but fine, it happens. Didn't think they would beat the Boston Celtics, but you know what? Boston Celtics, a lot of identity issues. And at the end of the day, right, the Boston Celtics, we always questioned the team that they were. We never questioned the talent, but the team. We don't question the team of the Denver Nuggets. We know what team they are. So I am stating today on the record, not only is there a size difference, that zone isn't going to work with a zone buster like Nikola Jokic, with shooters like KCP, like Michael Porter Jr., and like Jamal Murray. We don't question Aaron Gordon being 6'8", with a 7-foot wingspan, being physical with the likes of Jimmy Butler. That is a different defender in the scheme of Michael Malone as opposed to Jrue Holiday, as opposed to Josh Hart, even opposed to Grant Williams. So what I'm going to say right now, like I said before, is I am calling for the Denver Nuggets to sweep the Miami Heat, the same way they swept the Los Angeles Lakers.
Couple of things.
Go good to see.
I have one question.
Number one. Yes, Eminem.
Yeah.
Real quick. Close sweep, as in like four games, the differential was ultimately 24 points, or you like, this is not going to be?
All I know in the record books is not.
Just curious.
All I know in the record books is not going to say, well, this team won by 20. It's going to say sweep.
Okay.
Got it.
Close games.
Some of the questions that you ask sometimes, I'm wondering if you remember that you on First Take or you try to act like you on Jeopardy. I mean, who cares? I mean, if it's a sweep, Eminem.
Wow.
I mean, if it's a sweep, Eminem, it's a sweep.
Matters. Because I know y'all sat up here for a week after the Lakers got swept and mentioned that point differential, so don't even do that.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah.
I don't recall. I have no recollection of that.
Of course you
no
don't. How convenient.
I have no recollection of that. Secondly, Jay Williams, when you put on that hat, always start every conversation with... Always start every conversation with, howdy.
Looking at me.
Never forget that. That's very, very important to start your conversations off like that, right? Howdy. And my and Henry Bone, don't interrupt me again. Howdy. Don't interrupt me again. Listen, howdy.
Wow, what kind of cowboy are you?
How do? How do? Now, let's get to this, right? CJ, this is the kind of stuff right here, Jay, that's very disrespectful. Now, you've been raving about Jimmy Butler and how versatile he is and how he finds a way. You just sat up here and told America that he's harder to guard than LeBron James and Kevin Durant. And then now you switched up and said, but Aaron Gordon is going to lock him up. I mean, come on. Just stop it, okay? Listen. I believe that the Denver Nuggets are the better team. I believe they should be favored. I believe they'll probably win this in six games. I certainly ain't going to call for a sweep. I think that they are led by the ultimate winner within, albeit 78 years old, not playing. He was a coach. He was an assistant coach. He was an executive. He's been, this is his 19th appearance in an NBA Finals. Okay? Between player, assistant coach, coach, and an executive. That is the great Pat Riley. An extension of that man is a guy that you have acknowledged. Is a Hall of Fame, and you're called the best coach in the NBA. I said top two. That's who's coaching this team. We got Jimmy Butler, who you said is harder to guard than LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Okay. What, damn it, what is this? The regular season? Is the finals the regular season? Is the finals the regular season? The answer is no. It's the postseason. So that's what we're talking about, right? So stop it right now. You said that about him, but don't tell me to calm down, Eminem. You relax, okay? The fact of the matter is this. You look at Bam Adebayo. You look at Duncan Robinson even getting his swag on, trying to imitate Hulk Hogan for crying out loud because he was mad that somebody gave his cell phone number out. I know that feeling because we got a few trolls that got my number. I just hang up on them. It's no big deal. And I can change my number anytime I want to. But that is very rude and very annoying that people need to know that. Of course I blocked them too. But you never know. Trolls find other trolls. That's the way it goes. It's like a contagious effect, like a virus. But the point that I'm trying to make he was this. At the end of the day, whether it's Gabe Vincent, whether it's Caleb Martin, who's balling, and I believe should have been MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals, which you agreed with me about, Jay, the Miami Heat, the way that they've been shooting the last 10 games of the regular season, as J.J. Redick pointed out, to the point where they elevated to the postseason, and you see the way that they've been shooting the basketball and how basically they were losing to Boston in every category but three-point shooting, yet they ended up winning the series. What if they pull that off in this series? What if they shoot better from the three than the Denver Nuggets? Could that potentially not compromise the Denver Nuggets? What if they got that daggone Jokic running up and down the court? Because even though Bam ain't on his level, the fact of the matter is, one could argue that Jokic might not be able to run as well as he can run in terms of up and down the court. We got to pay attention to that too. So yes, I got Denver winning the series, but to sit up there and to say that they're going to be swept, no, America, do not listen to Jay Williams. The Miami Heat are here. They have sent the message. They are ready to ball. They understand the challenge that's up against them. They are ready for it. They are all for it. They are not getting swept. Do not listen to that fake, phony Southern dude, Jay Williams, with the cowboy hat. You got it. That's right. He's fake because he ain't Southern, okay? Can't even do an accent. I told you to say howdy. How do you do? But you didn't listen. So you ain't getting that, okay? In the end, Miami will find a way to go to six games in this series. Do not lie to America like that. Do not lie.
Mr. Stephen A., I'm telling the truth here. There gets to a certain point, though, where the greatest coaches need the talent to almost elevate them. So I don't question the talent of Jimmy Butler. But I do question sometimes the stage of can Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, and Caleb Martin continue to play the way they played on the NBA Finals. And to me, the likes of KCP, championship experience, the likes of length of Aaron Gordon. Sure.
Before Eminem goes, Jay Williams, did I not see you on national television yesterday? I believe the show was Get Up. It's the lead into the show. It's a very good show. I encourage everyone to continue watching it. I mean, it ain't First Take, but damn it, it's a damn good consolation prize.
Right,
but the point, it ain't First Take, damn it. It ain't First Take. All right? No disrespect. Not but love. I need them as a lead in. Lead ins help. But the bottom line is this. Jay Williams, weren't you on that call in the morning? And when somebody brought up the fact that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were struggling to play together on the same side, meaning two-man basketball, feeding off one another instead of being on opposite sides of the court, weren't you the one that screamed, "What is coaching for?" Didn't you say, "That's what coaches are supposed to do, figure it out"? Didn't you say you can have all the talent in the world, but what the hell does it mean if you don't know what you're doing in terms of placing them in a position to win? Who's the one coach, if not one of two coaches in the NBA, that's famous for putting their players in the best possible position to win?
Who's Eric Spoelstra is that coach, but I don't think Michael Malone is that far off, Stephen A. I think Mike Malone.
I don't think so either. I think Mike Malone is great
as well.
I think Mike Malone is great.
And I also think
Mike Malone.
If we're using Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown as an example about coaching, I'm going to sit here and say that Jamal Murray and Jokic is the best duo there is in the league.
With
the way they do DHOs and dribble.
I agree with that.
Pick and roll. So I don't question the schematics of Eric Spoelstra. I think he's brilliant. At the end of the day, though, I think the talent and the size might be overwhelming for a Miami team that is undersized severely, that will need to play zone, that will need to muck it up. And I think Jokic's IQ is going to be overwhelming
okay.
for them. That's just what I think.
I love this. And I'm not going to be Judge Judy on this one, Stephen. I have an answer to the question. I actually would be more surprised if the Heat got swept than I would if they figured out a way to do this, to win. I think that it is a short sight, Jay, in terms of who the Heat are, who they have proven to be, how brilliant they are, right, and as far as their coaching staff, and, of course, what they actually have in terms of basketball. I don't expect them to ultimately win, but I think when you look at what they've been able to do, they have been able to morph and kind of rise to the occasion at every step of the way when they need it. Now, what is very different, to your credit, to me, is the level of focus of the Denver Nuggets compared to the series that the Heat just came out of. That is very different. And I think the Nuggets are, in fact, focused. But I just think that, one, you and y'all notice, the finals games are the hardest, right? Like, and the Heat bring a level of hunger, discipline, the culture, whatever you want to call it, that I just don't see them not figuring out a way. I got to go into six as well to at least get five. So there's no world in my mind in which this is a sweep. Now, if it is, that's going to spark a whole different conversation around the Nuggets and how good they truly are, but I don't see this thing being a sweep at all.
If Minnesota with Rudy Gobert, Carl Anthony Towns, and Anthony Edwards, who I love, can get a game, if Phoenix with Durant and Devin Booker being played into exhaustion because there was nobody else that Monty Williams was really, really using, get you two games. The Miami Heat can find a way to get this series to a game six.
All I'm going to say is
And we're not thinking about one other big component. We're not thinking about Jay Williams. There are worse things to happen to you than to be forced to go to Miami.
Miami.
We know.
They might want to lose on purpose just to have an extra trip to Miami. I mean, we can't rule out that possibility.
Anything's possible.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say real quick is it did take Devin Booker scoring 40 a game on 80% shooting for them to get two wins. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay. That's a good point. But he ain't got Miami. He got Coyotes and Javelinas there. That ain't a problem in Miami.
Gentlemen's sweep.
I mean, Miami's a different animal.
You know, words matter. Gentlemen's
sweep.
That's different.
That's five games for people that don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just letting people.
Six.
I didn't say anything. Oh, I have something else to say, by the way. The real Jay Williams is trending on Twitter right now currently for your hot take earlier that I will be asking Kenny Smith about momentarily. Yes, Stephen A., you may speak. Yeah.
Miss Herringbone, what happened to the brown streaks to match the dress? Why the blackness? Where's the brown streaks? The brown streaks work.
You look great, Molly.
I want to go back to my original hair color.
But then don't wear brown. Then don't wear brown.
Oh my gosh, who asked you?
I'm just saying. Brother's trying to help.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Game one of the finals tips up tonight, 8:30 on ABC. And what happens in Vegas is not staying in Vegas on First Take, because our betting expert, my guy, Joe Fortenbaugh, is here to unload all his tips to win big during the NBA Finals. Joe, we missed you.
Love that Vegas music.
It's great to be here as always. Cleared the schedule for you two. I don't say that for everyone, but for you two, schedule's clear. Thanks for having me.
Means the world.
Don't
All
you
right,
really
let's do
mean
this.
For me? I'm just wondering. Don't you really mean for me?
I actually meant for her, not for you. It could be anyone in that seat.
Thank you, Joe. Let's do this. Game one of the finals is here tonight. I already feel we're going to win big, Joe. Denver laying 9 points against the Heat. How would you play it? Tell me.
I'm laying the points. Let's take the Nuggets here. I think this is a horrific spot for the Miami Heat. You win game seven on Monday. You got to turn around. You got to play at altitude 3 days later against a very rested Nuggets team who, oh, by the way, 8-0 at home this postseason, winning those games by an average of 12 points per game. History sides with me here. Teams coming off a Game 7 win over the last 20 years are covering the point spread only 34% of the time in the ensuing Game 1. We saw it with Boston in Game 1 against Miami. We saw it with Golden State in Game 1 against the Lakers. They were coming off a taxing Game 7. I think it's too much tonight. Lay the points with Denver.
I tend to agree with that, believe it or not. I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking, Joe. I was thinking about the fact that they just had a game 3 days ago, that high altitude. I heard all of Eric Spoelstra's blustering and what have you. I think they know they got to get one of these two games, but I don't necessarily believe they believe it's going to be game one, considering the odds that are stacked against them. You could potentially catch Denver sleeping because they've been off for the last 9-10 days. But I'm going with the Nuggets and the points. I agree with you here.
All right. Unanimous decision. Makes it easier for us at home. Denver is a big favorite to win this series at a price of -410. Would you lay it with the Nuggets, Joe?
You can, but I think there's a way to limit some of your risk here. I think they're going to make short work of Miami. So I would play a series spread, which means I'd lay 2.5 games +115. What I'm essentially telling you is that I'm betting for Denver to win this series by more than 2.5 games, meaning they either sweep them or they win it in five. Anything else, and it's a losing bet. I don't see Miami taking either game in Denver at altitude. The Nuggets have been too good at home. I think when it goes back to Miami, worst case for Denver, it's a split, and then they handle their business in game five. Remember, Miami hasn't been in a situation where they've been in a hole at any point this postseason. Once they get in one, it's going to be very difficult for them to get out, given the rest advantage.
Well, I'm inclined to disagree with you there. First of all, I'd consider a 3-3 series going into a Game 7 a hole for a Miami team that was up 3-0 and blew three straight games or lost three straight games. I think that's a hole, and they responded in emphatic fashion in that regard. I don't see this series ending in five. I'm picking Denver to win this series in six. And as a result, I'm going to have to disagree with you here about the 2.5 games. I'm going to say no to that, Joe.
All right. We like lottery tickets here on First Take. What's a bet where we can risk a little in order to potentially win a lot? I like to play things safe, Joe.
There's no way he's going to agree with this one. I know he likes Jimmy buckets, but if you bet Jamal Murray to outscore Jimmy Butler in every game this series, it's 18-1. That's a monster payout. I'm going to make that bet. It implies 18-1 that there's only a 5% chance. I think it's greater. Butler was averaging 33 points per game through the first 8 games in the playoffs. He's fallen off 24 points per game since. He's tired. He's a bit dinged up. He's got to carry the load for Miami. He's going to be the focal point for Denver's defense. On the other side of the equation, Murray's not the focal point. It's Jokic. Murray just averaged 32 points per game against a very good Lakers defense. So at 18-1 to outscore Butler in every single game, I like those odds. I'll make that bet.
I got news for you. I don't necessarily disagree with you here. I do think Jimmy buckets looked a little fatigued. I do think that he was a little dinged up. And more importantly, here's why I agree with you. I think that you're going to see Jimmy Buckets and Eric Spoelstra leaning on Caleb Martin and Duncan Robinson a bit more in terms of their long-range shooting tendencies. And I think when you take that into consideration along with Gabe Vincent, they're going to spread the wealth around, and I think you'll see other guys, particularly Caleb Martin, step up and be and display more offensive prowess. So it's not beyond the realms of comprehension that Jamal Murray would outscore Jimmy Buckets in every game this series, but it's almost by default. I think Jimmy Buckets will be a bit deferential to other guys having a hot hand, in particular Caleb Martin. So I'm not disagreeing with you there.
All right, one more for you, Joe, and then we will let you roll. All right, speaking of Jimmy, his points prop for tonight, 27.5. Do you see it going over or under?
I would bet the under on this. It's not to say Butler's going to have a bad game, but he's gone over this total in only 3 of his last 10 playoff games, so it doesn't happen all that often. Now, one of the things Butler relies upon, free throws, getting to the line, all right? That's something that helps him get to over 28 points when we talk about props like this. The problem is that Denver doesn't foul all that much. 30 teams in the NBA, 21 teams allowed more free throws per game this season than Denver. They're very disciplined on that end of the court. They're very smart. I don't see Butler going over 27.5 points. This is an under bet.
Joe, appreciate you.
I agree. I'm rolling with Jimmy. I'm rolling with Joe on this one. You're right, Joe.
Awesome. I love it. A lot of agreement. Makes it easier for everyone at home. Joe, thank you so much. We're just trying to make the people some money. That's what we're doing here on First Take. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I couldn't wait for this segment, Molly. Go ahead.
Can I do my intro? Hi, Kenny. He's a two-time NBA champ, an incredible broadcaster, an author, which we'll get to in a bit, and a friend of the show, Kenny the Jet Smith. Now you can say hi, Stephen A. Hey, Kenny.
Queens in the building. Queens, New York is in the building. What's up, baby? What's going on, Kay?
Queens, get the money. What's going on, sir?
Oh, my God. Here we go. All right, Kenny, I was going to start with Jay Will's hot take, which I'll get to in a second, but after watching that in bump, so your show is my favorite on television, right? Because you guys just have such good chemistry. You have so much fun. It's so relaxed, everything. I'm just curious, being on television myself, right, with Stephen A., what it's like for you guys, commercial break, off camera, just how much fun you're having.
You know what the interesting thing is? Everyone's like, the chemistry and what happens, it's a constant revolving door. So, like, the conversation that starts in the green room from the lunch table, that's what makes it to the set. It's the last conversation that we're talking about prior to it. So if we're talking about sports, politics, or pop culture, it's making it to the set if that's the last conversation before they go, okay, everybody, come on out. So it never stops. Like our conversation, I think that's the difference with, I think, with a lot of other shows. It's a continuous conversation that you're just being part of. And everyone in the studio is part of it. That's why everyone's laughing, because they all know that that's the last thing we were talking about.
Now, let me say something, and on a serious note, before I get into these NBA finals. You know, we do an NBA show on ESPN, and I give a little everybody a little backdrop about this. Whatever show we do, I always let people know, we don't just look at these guys as guys who cover the NBA on TNT. Ernie Johnson, the great Ernie Johnson, Shaq Diesel, Chuck, and, of course, my brother Kenny the Jet Smith. We look at y'all as the standard. We look at y'all as our brothers. And the fact that you set such an incredible example of what to do on a show and how to do a show, y'all as a show is a treasure and a tribute to the NBA, to the world of sports. As far as I'm concerned, any pregame or postgame show should look at y'all as the model and the standard. And I want you to know, on behalf of people like myself and Wilbon and Jalen Rose, Greeny, and the whole crew, we all know how phenomenal y'all are. We don't just consider y'all friends and contemporaries. We consider y'all our brothers and an extension of us guys who set the standard. It's really, really that simple. That's how much we revere y'all. That's how much I've looked up to all of y'all for years. That's how much love I have for y'all. I just wanted to say that to you right here on national television. Now, man, let me get to the fun. Go ahead.
We appreciate you, man. You know, every time that we see you at the finals or on the road, we're like, what day are you going to come and mess with us one day? Just come and sit one day.
That's right. You know me.
If they did an ESPN TNT collaboration night. Oh, they did a collaboration night. It'd be crazy.
It'd be on and popping. You know that. Let me get to these NBA finals right now, because you got my man Jay Williams. Jay Williams, the blasphemy, going on national TV this morning and calling for the Denver Nuggets. He's saying it's a sweep, Kenny, that the Denver Nuggets are going to sweep the Miami Heat. Your reaction to that, sir?
Well, the Boston Celtics were supposed to sweep them as well. You know, if you look at from man to man, like the one thing, he's looking at rosters. And if you look at rosters, you go, yeah, they're a better basketball team. You know, they have an MVP candidate. They have an all-star with Murray. And then you go 3, 4, 5. Because I always say, Stephen, 1 and 2 get you there. That's Murray and Joker. But 3, 4, 5, 6 wins you championships. So that's Porter. That's Gordon. That's KCP. And Green. Like, those are the guys that will win championships. And 3, 4, 5 has been arguably, they're better than the Miami Heat. If you look at them, you know, we're talking about undrafted guys. But the difference has been the ability to play together. And, you know, when you play together and you make the right basketball play, it doesn't lead to 20-point blowouts. It leads to close games. And arguably, who has the best closer in basketball right now? Who's the Mariano Rivera of basketball? Is Jimmy Butler. So if you can get him to a closing position, you have a great chance. Ask the Boston Celtics. He's just been the closer of basketball. He hasn't been the guy. He hasn't been a middle relief pitcher all the time. Mm-hmm. He hasn't even been the opening pitcher, but he's been the closer.
But here's the thing, Kenny. You got to get to a point where you're in position to close. Looking at these teams play, seeing what you've seen, knowing how to handicap a game the way that you know how to, how is Miami going to make this a series? What has to be done in that intermediate time to position Jimmy Butler to be able to close? How are they going to pull that off?
They have to make their size seem small. So the huge advantage that Denver has is Porter and Gordon are 6'10". Most people think, oh, they're small folk. No, they're 6'10" that can play on the perimeter. So now you have a Duncan Robinson or Caleb Martin guarding 6'10" guys who are athletic and young. So to combat that, you have to make them be small. So you have to keep them perimeter. So I think when Denver says, you know what, Caleb Martin's guarding Gordon, we're not shooting as many threes today. We're going in going to the box. Oh, Duncan Robinson's guarding Porter. He's going to get on the box too. When you when they make the game faster and keep it perimeter, they have a better chance. If they say we Denver goes, no, we're going to pound you as well. We're going to put it inside to in the low post and make things happen. It's going to be a long series for them. But I think it, Spoelstra knows how to keep Porter and keep Gordon on the perimeter. That's the key. And don't let them offensive rebound. Don't let them post up on a plethora of things.
Stephen A., let me pivot here real quick. Kenny, you won two championships in Houston with Hakeem Olajuwon. Recently, Robert Horry was on Showtime and said this about him being the best big man. Take a listen.
All the other teams I played for, the one common denominator was great big men.
Uh-huh.
You know, think about it, Shaq, Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. And if you said right now, name the top five big men, I played with three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who? You played with three of them?
Well, Dream's talk number one shit. By far. Okay.
Kenny, what do you think? Who's the best big man ever?
Well, out of the three that he talked about, what makes I can understand how Robert said that, because when Robert played with us and he was with Dream, with the difference with Dream is able to affect the game in five different categories every night. So everyone talks scoring, rebound, and assists. He did that. He could lead assists, but defensively, he could affect the game, and also pace of the game, he could lead you, and also leadership. So he's affecting the game in six different areas that most big guys could only do. And I'm talking about the greatest of greats could do four, but he's doing six areas, you know, and he's the only player in NBA history that could, you know, I think we got the quadruple double, like, and that was, and he almost did that multiple times. It wasn't like when he did that, you know, it was like, wow, he did it. No, it was like every third or fourth night, he'd almost have 9 or 10 assists, 10 block shots. Like, well, the ability to play the totality of the game and then ball handling skills, I could see how Robert could say that.
Well, let me say this. Let me say this, and let me get your response to what I'm about to say, Kenny. He's not the greatest center of all time, but anyone who says that, I have no problem with it. Here's the reason why. You talked about the multitude of the categories that Olajuwon was obviously very prevalent in, right? Leadership was an issue with some of those dudes, those other dudes that we talk about. There was somebody else that led the way. This is the man that led the league in rebounds twice, led the league in block shots three times. We know over before the last few years, as his career winded down, he was good for 25 and 11. He spent the first 12 years in the league averaging at least 11 rebounds per game, okay? We look at that. Here's the greatest compliment I believe anyone, no one has ever really said it about Olajuwon, but it's the absolute truth, Kenny. He was drafted before Michael Jordan. And no one blinks. We know who was number two. It was Sam Bowie. When you think about the fact that Portland passed up on Jordan, you know, some people felt that, you know, everybody that was associated with the Portland Trailblazers should have been fired twice because they passed up on Jordan. No one uttered an insulting syllable towards the Houston Rockets for grabbing Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon from Five Slammer Jammer at North Carolina State. No one has ever said a word because we know how great Olajuwon was. It's the greatest compliment you could say about him.
Yeah, that probably, Stephen, that's a great point. At no point in any basketball circle have they said, man, they took the wrong guy.
That's right.
Like, no one said that. We know that Michael Jordan, you know, arguably or is the greatest basketball player in our generations, at least ours, that we've seen, the age that we are. But no, like, never. That is a unbelievable accomplishment to say that it's okay that we took you over Jordan. People in Houston never go, we missed out and took Jordan and we had to add Jordan.
Right.
That's never been said in Houston ever.
SA, let me get one more in here. Can I get the Jay Wills take off the top? So Kenny, Jay Wills trending earlier because he had a take off the top of the show, essentially saying that Jimmy Butler is harder to guard than Kevin Durant and LeBron James. To that you say what?
This postseason.
Well, you know, one you would ask his comrades, is he harder to guard? But I think Kevin Durant is the best, scorer in basketball in the last, 10 years. He's been the hardest guy to guard. I would disagree with that respect only because, the multitude of ways he scores and the ease that he could score. It's not really that he's scoring. It's the ease. Like, can he get it from the perimeter? Is 7 foot guard. Like, that is not normal. There are Jimmy Butlers. There's been Dwayne Wade. There's been, guys like that body build that have played in the NBA. There hasn't been a Kevin Durant. George Gervin is the closest thing. He was 6'7". Kevin Durant was 7 foot and doing the same thing. So that would make him, I wouldn't even know who to place on Kevin Durant. When you walk into the game, the only thing I would argue with Jay is say, well, we know that this guy's going to attempt to guard him. Like, okay, this is the guy we're going to put on Jimmy Butler. When you walk in an arena with Kevin Durant, your team has no clue what guy's going to guard him that night. I don't think that.
With him or LeBron?
What's that?
With him or LeBron. LeBron's 6. I said with him or LeBron. LeBron is 6'9", 260.
You're guessing. You're guessing when you put guys on them. You're not sure. But you know that, okay, Jimmy Butler comes in the building. This is the guy who's going to guard him tonight.
All right.
Here we go.
Kenny, I want to talk about you because I love to read, and I especially nonfiction, and learn from greats like yourself. I'm excited about this. So talk to me about your new book, Talk of Champions, Stories of the People Who Made Me. What can we learn from this?
Well, the one thing that, the greatest compliment I got from someone in the airport said, I read your book and I felt better about myself. And I was like, wow. I said, why? She said, because, and I thought about it because I read a lot of self-help books. And it's usually from one person's point of view. Mm-hmm. The book I wrote it's 15 chapters named after different people that I met and the great things I learned from them. So, meaning there's a Michael Jordan chapter. It's a tell-all book, but it tells everything I learned in the years at North Carolina when he was Mike Jordan, not Michael Jordan. Everything I learned from Bill Russell, from Dean Smith, from Magic, from Charles, from Shaq. So it's 15 chapters, a self-help book, but from different people's perspective, how I viewed it. And if I wish I knew these things at 20, I mean, you talking about Queens get the money. It just would be an assimilation of like how I live my life as a father, as a friend, as a sports person. It was all in that, those directed and those derivative. One of the greatest stories I ever had was Dean Smith. My first week of school, he's like, I want to have a meeting with you. I'm thinking he's going to tell me about jumping rope and all of these things. And he's like, what are you going to do for African-American students here on campus? I'm like, it was the first time that someone who was non-African-American asked me what I was going to do for Black people. Like, so those are like the echoes that you hear throughout your life that you don't realize that you're hearing. And those are the talks of champions and what they do. They think far deeper than you ever would think.
I love that. You're paying it forward. Oprah had a book a few years ago, and I bought a bunch of copies, sent it to everybody, where it was every interview, right? The interviews that she'd learned from. And I feel like this is that same concept where we get an insight and access to all these greats that we wouldn't, and you're sharing those lessons with the world. So I absolutely love that. Kenny, enjoy the finals. Thank you so much for the time, and pick up his book, Talk of Champions.
Thanks. All right, see you guys.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the NBA Finals Game 1. It's Jimmy Butler and the Heat in the Mile High City facing off against Jokic and the Nuggets. It's a special NBA Finals edition of the NBA and Stephen A's World, live from Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado. You never know which celebrities and NBA stars might show up to this one to watch the game. I'm going to deny you food. Put your shoes on. T.I. trying to take over my show.
I did not like that silhouette earlier. That thing was too big.
It's the NBA and Stephen A's World, Thursday, June 1st, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.
Always a good time. It's game day. NBA Finals tip off from Denver tonight on ABC. An interesting part about this is from 76ers Joel Embiid's perspective, who watches his MVP rival Jokic and former teammate Jimmy Butler go for their first rings. Stephen A., let me ask you this. What's worse for Embiid, Butler or Jokic winning their first title?
I personally think it's Butler. I understand the argument, Jay Williams, and please put Jay Williams up on the split screen because I want to look at him when I'm saying this. In all seriousness, all joking aside, I get the competition between Embiid and Jokic. I understand that. Two-time league MVP before Embiid won it this year. I voted for Embiid last year as well. Obviously, Jokic had the numbers and stuff like that. They go head-to-head this year. Embiid gives them 47 and 18 in one game. All of that stuff can bring up. Here's what I would ask you to consider, Jay. Jimmy, if Jimmy Butler had never left the Philadelphia 76ers, do we not think that the 76ers would have at least been in the conference finals, if not the NBA finals? Last time Jimmy Butler was in Philadelphia was when Kawhi Leonard hit a shot that bounced off the rim four times in the game seven in the conference finals. When you look at what has transpired with Jimmy Butler since he departed, this is his second appearance in the NBA Finals. This is his third appearance in the Eastern Conference Finals. And think about Jimmy Butler and how he affected culture. When he first arrived, he was a little annoyed that Brett Brown, the then coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, had the ball in Ben Simmons' hands. Jimmy Butler was like, "What the hell is this?" Brett Brown said, "No, we want to keep Ben Simmons engaged. So let him have the ball in his hands for those first three quarters. In the fourth quarter, we'll let him roam the baseline. We'll hand the ball to you and let you be the decision maker for the last 12 minutes. And Jimmy Butler was like, "Cool, I'm perfectly fine with that." We also remember Joel Embiid loved Jimmy Butler. Loved him. And loved the effect that he had on the team. That's why I say Jimmy Butler winning would hurt more, because seeing Jimmy Butler as happy as that would make Embiid, it would also remind Embiid of what he lost. And yeah, that's more of a profound effect.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. There's nothing worse, Stephen A., than what could have been with a running mate that got you to the best version of yourself. And that's who Jimmy Butler is. There is something to be said, though, about the last two times that Joel Embiid has had a chance to win MVP, that Jokic has got it, and now that MVP is gone to Embiid, but Jokic has a chance to win a championship. There's something painful about that, though. There's something like very painful about that, Molly. And I think that's the missing piece here for a guy like Jokic, who didn't win MVP, but now has a chance to win a championship. Yeah, I'm with you.
But what's more painful, Jay? Like watching somebody win something, right? That's a competitor. Or watching your man win it when he was supposed to be with you doing it.
Yeah, that's why I have a tendency to agree with you on this one. You're right about that.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. All right, it's game day. Jay Will, I want to start with you. How much of a must-win is game one for the Miami Heat?
I don't think it's a must win. I think that game two, getting one on the road, is probably the one. I think you're allowed, Stephen A., with your first game back, you know, off a quick turnaround to ease into it. I mean, you never want to ease into it. You want to win, but game two.
I agree. I don't think there's a must win. They got to win one of these two, but it doesn't have to be tonight. They just got to go back to Miami 1-1 because it's hard to imagine them winning four or five games in this series against Denver.
Yeah. Jay Will, way to get the people going.
Sweep.
Get the people going. Anyway, you got any more hot takes for me? We got 10 seconds left.
I got nothing else.
Okay.
We'll save the tape.
We're here for all of it.
I don't need to have hot takes.
On the coverage. We'll be here tomorrow morning to break it all down. Enjoy the game, everybody.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.